Testing in the house chamber, day 101.
The house will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant at arms will close the doors. Members and visitors ask to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by... This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative White. We ask our members and guests to please stand for the prayer, Representative, as well as the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative White.
Join me, if you will, in prayer. Thank you, Father, for this day and for your presence with us. Thank you for not just being our creator, but our maintainer. Thank you for being personal and involved instead of impersonal and detached. Your promise is to never leave us, and because of that, we can have comfort, and we know that you've sent your spirit to comfort us when you're not in our physical presence. Dear Father, we just know that there are members and immediate past members who are suffering today physically and emotionally. We pray that you would bless each of them as they have tests done, as they have determinations on how to move forward. We pray that you would bless those that have had trials this week and other ways, and we pray that you would just comfort them and know that you're always with them. Thank you so much for giving us the honor to be here today to serve you. We thank you for each of our pages and each of our staff members and each of the representatives that stand here today and are in different places across the state and the country. Thank you for giving us this wonderful opportunity to be a servant of yours and to serve the people of North Carolina. Thank you for this day, and in your name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for July the 24th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Dixon moves the journal for July 24th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. House Bill 228, an act to modernize laws pertaining to the North Carolina Medical Board and the practice of medicine. House Bill 961, an act to provide for certain federal funding.
Chapter bills will be noted. Representatives Davis and Stevens recognize send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Davis and Stevens, Judiciary Committee report. Senate Bill 682, implement crime victim rights amendment. Favorable House Committee substitute. Unfavorable Senate Committee substitute and refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Committee substitutes placed on the unfavorable calendar. The House Committee substitutes refer to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 315, North Carolina Farm Act of 2019, favorable House Committee Substitute Number 3, unfavorable House Committee Substitute Number 2, and be referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Committee Substitute Number 2 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. House Committee Substitute Number 3 is be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Notices and announcements. Not the gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, July the 29th at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Dixon moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, July 29th at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Stand adjourned. And to our pages again, thank you for your service this week. We appreciate it. Like I told you, there weren't going to be as many here today since we were not voting, but I hope you've had a great week and hope you have a great rest of the summer.